I'm here with Rick Barth and Liz Euchre of Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. And welcome to both of you, first of all.
Hi, Kara. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We're here to talk about the Gala Finale concert, celebrating 6 years of the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune program. Rick, when is this scheduled for?
So this is tomorrow night, Friday, June 2nd, in Chenery Auditorium at 5:30 p.m. It's the perfect end of work day event. You could go from our concert to one of the beautiful restaurants in Kalamazoo for a nice Friday dinner. You could go to the art fair.
Yeah, skip dinner. Go straight to the art fair.
But at 5:30 p.m. in Chenery Auditorium, there's an opportunity to see what happens when you provide 80 grade school kids with terrific instruction, with orchestra instruments, with wonderful orchestral themes to play, and the rest is for you to discover.
Well, we're going to talk about some things that Kalamazoo Kids in Tune does that you may not be aware of or maybe remember from us chatting about it these many months ago. It was about a year ago we talked about the fifth celebration. Liz Euchre, you've been involved since the very, very beginning implementing this program, and it has many focuses. Let's hear about it.
Right. Well, we've really enjoyed seeing this partnership develop. We work together with communities and schools of Kalamazoo, as well as KPS, to implement the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune program. And, you know, 6 years ago, we had this vision of an orchestra of elementary age kids playing instruments together and playing big orchestral music. It's been so fun to see the program grow into that vision under the direction of Dr. Rick, the kids call him, Dr. Barth. So it's come a tremendously long way, and the music that the kids are able to play has just become so much more sophisticated over the years. So it's going to be a really enjoyable performance. But, you know, this partnership is incredible because it really surrounds the students with a community of support in the school building. The kids come straight to us after school, and we have some middle school graduates of the program who come back from their middle schools to visit us at the elementary, continue their learning, and also mentor the younger kids. So the program is kind of growing as our students get older as well.
Well, let me fact check myself. This is an after-school program.
Yes.
Is it for particularly artistic children?
No musical experience is required to come into Kids in Tune. This is really a program to take kids from beginner on up. And it's also a program to really make sure all kids have the opportunity to get involved in music. And that's why we have it at the school building. And that's also why we focus on the ensemble in the program. So the kids are going to be together with their friends after school, and the activity that they're coming together around is making great music together along with their teachers and mentors.
Is this administrated by Kalamazoo Public Schools?
So we serve KPS students, and we work in KPS buildings, and we rely so much on KPS busing and other wonderful services that the school district is able to provide. And the program is overseen by both the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra and Communities and Schools of Kalamazoo, which has had for quite some time a 21st century community learning center as an after-school program at Woods Lake.
Why did the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra get involved with a program for young beginner kids?
I think the KSO is very interested in serving the community through music any way that we can. In the past, this has often taken the form of scholarships for private lessons with some help from the KSO League. But we wanted to make sure that we were really addressing barriers that kids have in our community, transportation, you know, parent work schedules, and things that may prevent some families from accessing private lessons, traveling to a special place after school to take part in programs or lessons. And so we really wanted to do everything we could to create better access and more equity in access to music learning.
That was something that was seen as an issue in our community prior to this program, and
yes,
still continues today, but you're doing something about it.
Yeah, we continue to work on that, and others in the community are working on that as well. We're very pleased, though, at this point to have an orchestra that we can say is the youngest orchestra in the state of Michigan, as well as the most diverse orchestra in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, so, Rick, feel free to weigh in here at any point about this program.
Well, you know, I think that from the symphony's point of view, one of the things that's so exciting is that children and families can be involved in the great music making and community making that the symphony provides by attending concerts, by listening to the performances. But there's a whole new level of engagement that comes from learning about that music by making it yourself. And so now we have years worth of school children who are just as likely to be walking down the hall of their school humming a theme from The Barber of Seville than they are any popular music. And increasingly, their families are involved. We hear comments from the families, I would have never gone to an orchestra concert, but it's what my kid is into, and I've gotten into it too.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we hear from those kids themselves? Could you introduce what we're about to listen to, Rick?
This week at program, I walked around one day with my audio recorder just asking kids, what's their favorite song? And could you hum a few bars? And here's what we found out.
My name is Lane. My favorite piece is Barber of Seville.
My name is Jamie. My favorite piece in the orchestra is Barber of Seville.
My name is Olivia. My favorite piece in the orchestra is Barber of Seville.
Barber of Seville.
That's an enthusiastic crowd of kids.
So can you picture it? You heard the sound of the lunchroom. Liz mentioned that right after school, the first thing that happens at the program is a hot meal. So there we were in the lunchroom. Kids are talking about all kinds of things. They're looking at their fidget spinners. They're talking about what they're going to do over the summer. And they're talking about the great music they're going to rehearse in a few minutes in orchestra.
That's terrific. And they also mentioned tomorrow night's concert, which begins at 5:30 at Chenery Auditorium. For those who work close to downtown, that's an easy few blocks away and a neat way to sort of take the work week away and start the weekend with on a very positive note.
For sure. It's going to be an exciting concert. And Rick, should we tell them about our goal for the concert?
I think we should. So last summer, during our summer program, the kids and the staff talked about how many audience members we'd like to play for this concert year. And we decided over the summer that 2,000 was our goal. We wanted to play for 2,000 people. And then lightning struck. We were invited by Dr. Rice and the KPS to perform at the annual Teachers Kickoff event in Miller Auditorium. And so we already performed for over 800 people. All the teachers in the entire school system came to hear us perform that early that morning at 8 a.m. And so we had to change our goal. So since we had 800 audience members we didn't anticipate, we've now made our goal 3,000. And right now we're at about 2,500.
Oh, good, because 3,000 at one go is awfully difficult in Kalamazoo, as anyone
We'd have to do
you.
Two performances in Chenery to play for 3,000 people. But we figure getting 500 there for this Friday's concert would be...
That's a very doable goal.
Doable and very exciting.
Yes. Well, there'll be some parents and some already involved people there, of course. But you're on the radio to talk to those people who are just wondering how to finish their day on Friday.
That's right. And you know, live classical music is a thing that is in constant competition in our world with recorded music. There's nothing more fun than turning on the radio in the morning and listening to classical Kara play beautiful recordings that are so perfect in every way. But what they don't capture is the intention of that live performance. And when you come to hear a group of children perform, I guess I should make a spoiler right now, you won't hear perfection. But what you do hear, in part, I think, because of the literature we've chosen and the way we've arranged it, what you do hear is the kind of musical and artistic intention that children are fully capable of bringing to the performance. And there is nothing on the concert stage like seeing children make a genuine artistic expression that they are fully in control of.
Does Kalamazoo Kids in Tune begin with when classes start in fall?
That's right. In fact, I really think of the beginning of our year as the third or fourth week in June when our summer program begins. We have a six-week intensive music summer camp where we typically really begin to woodshed our year's repertoire. This year, we made so much progress over the summer that we had to sort of start over with new repertoire in the school year because, well, we needed things to work on. Last summer, we worked on the movements from the Tchaikovsky Capriccio Italien.
And
that's the perfect kind of music for kids to perform. First of all, it's it really is kind of a suite of shorter melodies.
Yeah.
That's perfect. In the big orchestral canon, any piece that relies on minutes and minutes of virtuosic chromatic development in order to really explore an idea in all its depths is probably too much for a group of kids who are in second through seventh grade. However, a piece that features bright melodies, that features rhythms and melodies that kids can and will whistle and hum and tap throughout the rest of the day, those are the perfect pieces for us to then arrange so that we can carry off all of that bright melodic intention and remove the barriers of virtuosic technique, remove the barriers of maybe playing in hard keys or changing keys, maybe reorchestrate in ways so that something that would be very hard for a student violinist is not so hard for a student clarinetist.
Rick, I know that for the last 6 years you've been creating perfect, your own arrangements. You haven't been like downloading from the internet here. You've actually taken the music, written out the settings, and given the parts to specific kids who are playing the parts. But I also know that this program is a prototype that has been used a few other places in the United States, right? So are you at a point where you are sharing?
Yes. In fact, when you mentioned about not downloading, in fact, we are uploading. And so we share a lot of our music and we have hundreds of hits on our arrangements, and they're free to download. And even more important, we make them available in the format that the music editing software outputs, so that if you're another program like ours, you could download this into your editor and say, I don't have such a good clarinet player, but I've got a really good oboe player, and make our music fit your needs.
So directors around the country are getting used to seeing by Rick Barth.
There you go. And Kalamazoo Kids in Tune.
That's terrific. One of the things I know that this program does is track the kids who go through the program, and you are looking for, you know, hard data as it progresses. Can you give us an update on that, Liz?
Sure. We do quite a bit of evaluation in this program, both together with communities and schools through all of their data systems and partnerships with KPS. And then we're also part of a national evaluation by the Wolf Brown research firm. And so we're learning some really interesting things about the program. We also worked with Western this year. The IDPE program did some surveys and some work with our parents to learn more about what they're feeling about the program. So we've been lucky to have all those resources to learn about our program. So some of the most exciting outcomes we're seeing is that we have incredible retention in the program from year to year. Students attend at a high rate throughout the year, which means they're working really hard, that something about the music program really makes them want to be there to be part of this group. As a result of that, also we're seeing that students in Kids in Tune are attending school missing fewer days than their peers. And that's at a level that's statistically significant. That's a hard word to say. And so we're excited about that because we do feel that, you know, the music program can have an impact on learning in a lot of different ways. One of those being the students are in school more. We are also working with students on mindfulness practice, and we do some academic work during the after-school hours as well. So trying to help kids find the mindset that helps them be successful both in the orchestra and during the school day.
There are some Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra top-notch performers who are involved in this program.
Indeed.
A number of great performers. And maybe you could talk about them for a little bit.
Well, sure. Can you imagine if you're a young elementary age student, you decide that the oboe looks like fun, and you show up for your first lesson, and there's Mr. Gabe, the principal oboist of the Kalamazoo Symphony, ready to give you a lesson. Mr. Georgie, the principal clarinetist, Mr. Kip, the principal trombonist, are all regular teachers at Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. Not only do the students take lessons with them, but they then rehearse side by side in the ensemble. And when you come to the concert on Friday night, 5:30, Chenery Auditorium, you'll see those instructors on the stage performing along with the kids. And that's really an important part of what we think Kids in Tune does to help develop our community. It brings those people off of the Kalamazoo Symphony concert stage into the community in that really authentic way, doing what they love to do the most, and maybe inspiring children and families to love that also. I have to put in a plug that at our concert, we'll have, for the first time in Kids in Tune history, a concerto performance with Mr. Georgie Borisov performing the first number of the Rossini introduction and variations for clarinet and orchestra. It's so much fun to hear him play. It's so terrific to see how the kids have raised their game in order to provide him the accompaniment that he deserves.
And Rick, that was so fun to watch yesterday at the dress rehearsal, to see something I've seen in many other ensembles happen when the soloist comes, and the level of progress across that piece that happened during the rehearsal. It really gelled, and it was so fun to see that come together with Georgie performing the solo part.
Well, as a cellist yourself, you'd recognize that kind of improvement.
Yeah, and I love seeing the things that happen in grown-up ensembles happening in Kids in Tune. You know, this is just, it's a universal phenomenon as the performance approaches, how things start to gel,
game.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, again, the gala concert is tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at Chenery Auditorium, and it will last about 1 hour. I asked Liz about some of the hard data outcomes where you mentioned retention is excellent, attendance is strong, statistically stronger than for kids who are not part of the program. How about some soft data, Rick, some anecdotal evidence we have here?
Well, gosh, this year, in addition to providing programming for school children, we're in the first steps of developing our bigger mission, something that I like to think of as not just Kids in Tune, but Kalamazoo in Tune. What if you didn't have to be a second grader to start an instrument at Kids in Tune? What if you were an adult who wanted to come back to an instrument you had begun years ago? Or maybe you always felt like there is something there for me. And so in that first step, we have this winter started Parents in Tune for parents and guardians of our children. We had at one time 7 parents playing the oboe and the clarinet and the trombone and percussion and trumpet. You'll see some of them on the stage at the concert. And to hear the parents talk about, I had no idea how challenging this is. I had no idea how much concentration is required. In one case, one of the parents said, you know, I came to see our kids in a whole new way because now I know what they're creating together.
Their challenges may not be adult challenges, but they're just as difficult.
Yes.
Well, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. What if we maybe neglected to talk about here today?
Sure. I'd love to add an exciting component of the program that we'll have tomorrow night. The Kalamazoo Symphony has teamed up with the Suzuki Academy to launch a new effort called Orchestra Roa. And this is serving families, children of refugee families who've recently been resettled in Kalamazoo. And we have 2 graduates of Western who just finished their master's degrees, Ahmed Tofik and Bashdar Sadiq, who are violinist and cellist, respectively, working with these students because they also speak Arabic. And so the program is taught bilingually. And this small orchestra just got started in March, and so they've been working on some basics. And the Kids in Tune Orchestra has invited Orchestra Roach to come and perform on stage with us for their first public performance on the concert tomorrow night. So we're very excited to be welcoming them.
May I ask, tell me about what you know about how many refugee families Kalamazoo is currently hosting and sponsoring, and how many children are involved in Orchestra Roa, did you say?
Mm-hmm. So in the last year or two, Kalamazoo has become new home to a number of Syrian families. Over, I think, 250 people. I may have my numbers off a little bit, but have joined our community in the past maybe 18 months. And a number of children. We have about 15 kids involved in the Orchestra Roa program, and of course, that's not all the children. We are in that program serving kids about 7 to 17. But there was a real need for children of refugee families to have some activities to do, as a lot of basic needs were being looked after. So housing, medical services, jobs, and things like that. But in the meantime, you know, the kids really needed a positive outlet and something to do. So as our instructors like to say, you know, they needed a smile. They needed something really, really fun and an outlet like that. So it's been really, really wonderful to watch these kids come together and work together. They're working very hard. They're very focused. And really enjoy having their instruments. And even if they're maybe squabbling with each other a little bit, it's over, you know, this is a quarter rest. This is how you count this. Then that's a D, not an A, you know, those things that kids learn and then can compare their knowledge about. But so it's exciting. They've been both playing and singing. And down the road, they'll be performing not just Western music, but Eastern music as well.
Okay, that was a question I had forming in my
yes,
head.
And their teachers actually have formed a wonderful ensemble, sort of a quartet of musicians playing traditional instruments and traditional music, and often perform alongside the students. And so down the road, we'll be enjoying a lot of that as well. On the concert tomorrow night, they're going to perform an introductory piece that has helped them on their string instruments, learn how to hold the bow and learn the basic open strings. And then we have a wonderful accompaniment with the full orchestra so that all the kids will be playing together. And then we also have a couple of vocal choral works, and they're going to join us in the choir as well. So very exciting.
And wow, what a even more significant moments for individuals, children and adults. Just, you know, 1 hour concert on a Friday in Kalamazoo. That's amazing. Any final thoughts from you, Rick?
You know, I might say that if you're an opera fan, this is a concert for you. Really, every piece on the concert has its roots in opera. We begin with a little fanfare from Hindemith's Mathias de Mahler. We'll do the overture from the Barber of Seville, another Rossini piece with Georgi Borisov as the clarinet soloist, and then the big, bulky orchestral work on the program is our own Kids in Tune Carmen Suite.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you, Rick Barth, Curriculum Director of Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, and Liz Euchre, Vice President of Education and Community Partnerships of Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, for coming and sharing this event with us. And I'm sure it's going to go really well tomorrow. Let's hear a depressingly perfect recording of the Barber of Seville, the Rossini Overture. Thanks again.
Thank you, Kara.
Thanks, Kara.